guess what today is?
It's National One-Liner Day.
I'm going to be zinging one-liners.
Funny one-liners.
I like rice. Rice is great when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something.
Funny one-liners.
Snappy one-liners.
I was trying to think of a really cool one-liner.
Take my wife, please.
Funny, pithy one-liners.
Happy National One-Liner Day.
Abusively cynical one-liner dismissing everything you just said.
I thought you were out of one-liners. That's the last one.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
Yes. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
People are shocked how bad I am at being an electrician. That's why I became a radio announcer. Anybody? That's funny, right?
The best songs on the radio.
94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Okay, it's one-liner day. I could do one-liners all day. I don't think you want me to, but I mean, I was a big Henny Youngman fan. I know that goes a long way back, but you know, I like a good zinger, a good one-liner, a good joke that makes people think. People don't think enough nowadays, so maybe one-liners are out of style, you think? How about people who take care of chickens? Are they called chicken tenders? How about people who take too many selfies using a selfie stick? Are they really taking a long look at themselves? I told my woman she was drawing her eyebrows on too high. She seemed surprised. Never trust atoms. They make up everything. I know what you're thinking. Reach for help. That's why we have Alexa.
Here are some one-liners.
Okay.
My first job was working in an orange juice factory, but I got canned.
Ha!
I just couldn't concentrate.
Oh!
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer.
You did?
I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Okay, stop it.
My boss is going to fire the employee with the worst posture.
What?
I have a hunch. It might be me.
A hunch?
The first time I got a universal remote control,
yeah?
I thought to myself, this changes everything.
And it does. Yeah.
And jokes about premenstrual syndrome are not funny.
No.
Period.
Oh!
That's it for me.
Oh.
Enjoy your one-liners day.
WQKX!
Tip your Alexa?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Well, the jokes don't stop here, that's for sure. Jimmy Kimmel's on the way with Late Night, and he's talking about that TV reporter that got hit by a car while covering live news. Our owners here actually texted me last night, the big boss, and he said, I think I have your viral video. I watched it over and over, and I'm thinking, that might fall under good news, because the video is kind of funny to watch her get knocked down and then get up and grab her microphone and say, I'm okay. There is kind of a chuckle to that, because, I mean, she's in it. She's a gamer. She's employee of the month, you know what I mean? But the fact that she got hit by a car and lived to talk about it, I think that might fall under good news. At any rate, it's coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A reporter named Tori Yorgi showed just how dangerous breaking news can be.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that. I am so glad I'm okay.
Weirdly, it was the same guy as the hitter. Same car. He's been hunting for a while.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Touchdown! Burrow with the quick strike. Touchdown, Bills! Touchdown!
Josh Allen surgically inserted.
Brady keeps end zone wide open. Touchdown, Gronkowski.
The San Francisco touchdown.
Mahomes in motion. There's a direct snap and it goes to Kelce. Then throws the ball in the end zone. Touchdown!
It's intercepted. Touchdown, Rams!
Touchdown!
You fired up now? Anybody who doesn't like football this time of the season, it's like March Madness in basketball. Do you watch college basketball every day? No. But when it gets down to the Sweet 16 or Elite 8 or Final Four, hells yeah. Well, check this lineup out this weekend. Cincinnati at Tennessee, AFC, 4 o'clock tomorrow. San Francisco at Green Bay, 7:45 tomorrow night. That's the NFC divisional game. And then we have two more games on Sunday. The Rams at Tampa Bay, NFC side, 2:30 in the afternoon Sunday. Here's the one I'll be watching. Buffalo at Kansas City, AFC game, 6:15 Sunday. That's right, not 8 o'clock, 6:15. I may be able to make it to halftime. I'm excited. NFL playoff football. It's that time of the year. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Yeah. Couple more weeks of playoffs, and we'll find out. Rob, the Sports Center has the sports coming up. Mark's got the news and a very bitter cold AccuWeather forecast. Ew, very cold.
WQKX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
How could you crash a plane on purpose because you're a YouTuber? Oh my gosh. Get me out of this. Come on.
I guess I should probably document what's going on.
Yeah, because you're in trouble with the FAA. W-Q-K-S. And there it is. Call it stupid news, we say, and there it is. But you know what? This was a stupid stunt.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right. So YouTuber extraordinaire and, by the way, Olympic snowboarder Trevor Jacob decided to crash his own airplane on purpose. He rigged his plane up with all different kinds of cameras. Then he cut the engine and he jumped out. And he parachuted to safety while the plane crashed. I don't know why he did this. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he landed in a tree and he was pretty cut up, but he did live.
Get me out of this.
But the plane crashed and was destroyed. Now, why did he do this? Like, to go viral on YouTube? You're already a YouTuber. You're already a professional snowboarder. This was stupid, Trevor. Oh, and by the way, we have this thing called the FAA. Yeah, good
For
luck.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we'll take another look at that TV reporter that got hit by a car and lived. That's not viral video either. That's actually good news because she's alive.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, this doesn't fall under viral comedy, but it could be good news because she's still alive. This went viral yesterday, and today it's all everybody's talking about, including Jimmy Kimmel with our late night sound bites. It happened live on the air, WSAZ TV in Dunbar, West Virginia. A reporter, Tori Yorgi, is talking about how a broken water main is spilling water onto the roadway that's freezing and causing a traffic hazard. She gets hit by a car while she's reporting.
Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads, and now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
You have to see this video.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
We're all good.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good.
She's amazing.
I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
What?
I am so glad I'm okay. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is
She's trying to find her microphone.
You know what? It's one more day.
And get back into the camera shot.
Ma'am, you are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you
specifically to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you...
Hey, Tim. Tim, shut up. Shut up, you insensitive.
Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high?
I don't know where she was hit.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed.
It goes on for about 2.5 minutes. Google it. It's amazing. And when it was put on Twitter, the comments came up about Tim, Mr. Broadcaster Anchorman Tim, and his lack of feeling there. Like, for instance, when she said she was also hit by a car just like this when she was in college. Tim didn't even receive that comment. So thank goodness Tori Yorgi is okay. I don't know where she's going, Tori, but you can come to SBC Media because we love team players, gamers like you. You're balling, Tori. You're balling.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next. The good news is on the other side. Yes, the actual good news. A found wallet. Well, we hear about this all the time, but this story is really cool. An 8-year-old author that finally has his book in the library, and the polar bear plunge is back in Lewisburg. You're a young author. You want your book in the library someday, so you sneak it in.
I've been wanting to put a book in the library since I was 5.
Since he was 5! He finally got it done. The good news on the way, and we kick off Flashback Friday with a tribute to the late, great Meat Loaf.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
So I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
An 8-year-old boy has a book, and all he ever wanted to do is write a book and put it in the library. So he did.
I've been wanting to put a book in a library since I was 5. There was a lot of librarians that I had to get past, so do you know what I did? I covered this part and covered the back with my body and just snuck it in. And then I put my book right here. The next time I came back, it was gone.
I thought that we had lost it, you know, and I figured somebody would probably find it and put it in lost and found.
His parents were worried that we would find his book and we would get rid of it, which was an unfounded fear.
I think it was
in our story section.
Because people, like, wanted to read it, so they borrowed it. That's a cute story, and that's good news. It's always good news when someone returns your wallet.
We just got back from Liberty Station, and my wife found his wallet.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh. Unbelievable. A guy leaves his wallet in the train station, okay? And it's been missing for about a month. And the person who found it returned it. It was loaded. And I mean loaded with cash. Hey, good news for the locals. The Polar Bear Plunge is back.
The Polar Bear Plunge is happening 2 p.m. February 5th at Lewisburg Landing. That's St. George Street by the river.
I hope you're there because rumor has it our very own Sam Tyler is taking the plunge.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A big congratulations to our Here for Good campaign, raising the second highest amount of money ever since it started back in the 80s. Thanks to you and your contributions, over $145,299 and some small change. Woohoo! That's good news. If your local group has good news, send it to us, Morgan in the Morning. Better yet, send it right to Mark Lawrence. He'll get it to me, and we'll get it to you every morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, it's Flashback Friday. We've got Meatloaf and more on the way. We've got late night TV on the way. Jimmy Fallon says, how do you steal a guitar? You stick it in your pants. Also, we're celebrating the final day in our week of Betty White.
We couldn't pass a horse without Charlie saying, can I show you something in an Oxford? Ah, and then he'd laugh, and I'd laugh. Sometimes even the horse would laugh. I mean, I was the one who thought up big squeaky toys for cows. By the time I got to high school, the kids had made up this really mean nickname for me just because I had hairy legs.
What'd they call you?
Rose with a hairy leg.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX. Yeah, it's cold. It's very cold. 7 degrees cold. Ford Fun Line open. 1-800-326-94KX.
It's Flashback Friday.
Hey, I heard that police in Canada are looking for a man who allegedly stole an $8,000 guitar by hiding it in his pants. The first giveaway? Guitar-shaped pants.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
You wanna be my lover?
Happy birthday, Spice Girls. I guess they have spice cake when they celebrate a birthday.
Oh, now there's an idea.
See what I did there? Emma Bunton is 46 years old today. She was Baby Spice.
All right.
In the Spice Girls.
Baby Spice.
So we have a Spice Girl birthday today.
I'm excited.
Look at me.
So are you. I can tell.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Okay, we got a couple for you, Lynn Hall.
All right.
Nick Golfus is 37 years old. You might know him better as Dr. Will Halstead on Chicago Med.
Oh, him. Okay.
Do you need a moment?
No. Go on. Please continue.
Okay. Well, I got another one for you. Luke Grimes is 38 years old today. He is Kevin Costner's son, Case, in Yellowstone.
Oh. I haven't watched a whole lot of that program.
Oh,
just
okay.
Bits and dribs and drabs here and there.
One of our favorites, Gina Davis, 66.
I love her, yes.
She does everything, man.
She does.
You know, she was Olympic, like, bow and arrow person?
No, I did not know
that. She qualified for the archer, Olympic team.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
I learned something new. Thank you.
Cue the Billy Ocean music. No, maybe not.
No.
Billy Ocean is 72 years
Whoa.
Old today.
Okay.
And speaking of that, one of Chad Evans' favorite golfers, Jack Nicklaus, is 82 years old today.
Wow. Happy birthday there, Jack.
I wonder if his putter still works. I wonder if he's still out there hitting the greens.
Maybe.
That's kind of a rhetorical question.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now it's time for the locals. What do we call them?
Well,
then?
We call them birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Happy birthday to Amanda McElwee. She's from Middleburg. She's 34 years old today.
Andrew Howard from Schenectady. Now, I love saying Schenectady. 44. Happy birthday.
You know, one of my best friends in college is from Schenectady.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It took me like till sophomore year to pronounce it correctly.
Schenectady.
She used to get upset. Angela Wagner from Cowan is 55.
Brianna Berge, 27 today.
Happy birthday to Courtney Twaywitz. She's 38.
Dot Strickler from Shamokin Dam, 77 today. Happy birthday.
Earl Malick from Sunbury, 53.
Emily Snyders from Norrie, she's 43.
Gerald Barbin from Middleburg is 51 today.
John Stuck from Sealands Grove, 53.
Karen Tillman from Sunbury, 58.
Michael Amundsen is 20.
Happy birthday to Nate Schaefer from Sunbury, 43.
Nicole Mowry from Milton, 41 today.
Shannon Reynolds, 47 today.
Sharon Rowe from Lewisburg is 65.
Happy birthday, Tammy Erdman from Spring Glen, 53 years old today.
And Wendy Reitner from Sealands Grove is 52 today.
A Facebook messaged in, the twins, Christian and Michael Spots, are 20 years old today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to both of them.
I wonder if they call Christian, so they can be Chris and Mike. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Because Christian sounds religious, of course. And
it's a
Michael,
great name, though.
Michael is like Mike, yeah. So, hey, congratulations
yes.
to the Spots twins from their dad and from us here, because we do this every day at this time. What's it called?
It's called Birthday Buddies.
Yeah, that's yes. it. Yeah, that's it. WQKX. Okay, it doesn't have to be that loud, okay? 2001 Space Odyssey there. Movie Mike is in the house. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. I thought of you this morning. Space Entertainment Enterprise is going to launch a film and TV studio along with a sports arena and send it into space.
Why?
Now don't go ruin it. I'm kind of excited.
Oh, okay.
And the music is a good build-up, too.
It is a good build-up, yes.
So the big question would be, would you go?
No.
Cut the music. It totally... Can we just move on? WQKX. Movie Mike coming up next. Thanks, Mike.
Too far.
Thanks a lot. Flashback Friday with Soul to Soul from the 90s. TikTok goes the hands of time.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The members of the Science and Security Board find the world to be no safer than it was last year at this time. And therefore, we have decided to set the doomsday clock once again at 100 seconds to midnight. The doomsday clock continues to hover dangerously, reminding us how much work is needed to ensure a safer and healthier planet.
Okay, that's totally depressing. But again this year, the doomsday clock is set at 100 seconds to midnight. So no matter who you voted for, no matter what party you're in, what religion, what color, what whatever, the doomsday clock continues to tick. Whew. Hey, can we get a happier on a Friday, please? Oh, it is the last day of our week of Betty. Betty, can you cheer us up?
Better talk to Nurse Defarge. I think I could handle it with a little more tact.
Ah, good morning, ladies.
Not for you, nursey, nurse, nurse, nurse. Someone was actually able to deceive me once. Do tell, Rose. St. Olaf's most famous OBMAG.
What's that?
Obstetrician magician.
WQKX.
Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Ghostface is back, but should he have stayed in hiding? I'll tell you in a minute. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. I believe they now have Encanto, but you might want to check their website, campustheater.org, just to confirm that. But whatever it is, they always have great movies there.
They do a great job.
You're fine, whatever they're showing.
Yep.
Scream came out in 1996. The new sequel is also called Scream, which I find kind of annoying, not to mention disrespectful to Wes Craven's horror classic. Thankfully, the movie itself is pretty good. Ghostface is back to terrorize the teens of Woodsboro with more brutal slayings. Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette all return to help figure out who's wearing that creepy mask. The original Scream was a slasher movie that also spoofed the tropes and conventions of slasher movies. The new Scream is a legacy sequel that also spoofs legacy sequels. The film makes fun of the rules of legacy sequels, the forced inclusion of blatant fan service, the requisite bringing together of new characters and old ones, and so on. All of this is in service of a plot that mocks toxic fandom, the idea that hardcore fans can be angry and even vengeful if they don't get exactly what they want out of a sequel or reboot. I'm talking to you people who didn't like the Ghostbusters with all women. That's a cool idea, although it does force Scream to play by those rules rather than doing anything fresh or new. Nevertheless, the movie has something worthwhile to say on the subject. The killings are appropriately gory, and it's fun to see the original cast mixing it up with the newcomers. Nothing will ever top the original, but this Scream is a decent entry in the series. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Drew Barrymores.
Drew Barrymore.
Because she was the first person to die in a Scream movie.
There you go. Very good trivia there, Mike. Toxic fandom.
Yeah.
Something that happens in sports, something that happens in all walks of life, but you, my friend, have seen it on your own pages, social media.
Up close. Oh, I mean, my gosh. You know, I gave a negative review to Eternals, the Marvel movie,
yeah,
one before Spider-Man, you know, and superhero fans go off the wall. I gave a bad review to Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Right.
You know, get harassed, called names.
Mm-hmm. What would happen if you ever gave a bad review to a Star Wars movie?
I did. I gave a negative review to Rogue One.
Ooh.
When it came out.
And you're still here talking to us.
I'm still here. I just pushed the trolls aside, and wow, you can't let them get in your head.
I'm proud of you, man. WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Oh, we have one more. Do we have that announcement from the NFL? They wanted us to air this, I guess.
Attention, listeners. Set your clock to record the NFL playoffs this weekend. Don't make poor time choices. This message brought to you by Dak Prescott.
Sorry, Cowboy fans. I had to do it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Amazon announced that this year it's opening its own clothing store called Amazon Style. Even crazier, Abercrombie & Fitch is going to start launching people into space. Isn't that amazing?
Flashback Friday.
We're sending you back.
Totally. Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Yeah, let's roll back into the 70s. Hey, we love to shop, don't we? But I don't know, with this pandemic lingering forever, we'll go online and shop and blow big money on some interesting things. Tom's Top List coming up next. And more Betty White. Flashback Friday, 94KX.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top things we're going to blow our money on in 2022. 70% of Americans, 70% now, said that they're planning on having more fun this year and spending more money. That's not just this year. It's for the rest of the decade. What are we blowing money on? Well, let's take a look. Number one on the list is traveling. 44% of us are going to travel no matter what. That's with all the problems with the airlines, right? Home goods and decor comes in at number two. At number three, more gadgets and electronics. That has Tom Morgan written all over it. Number four, eating out at restaurants. Nothing wrong with that. Number five, clothing. Hey, clothing snobs like yours truly. Heck yeah. Number six, concerts and live entertainment. And finally on the list of things we're going to blow our money on in 2022, shoes. It's all about the shoes. 94.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
This is the beautiful actress and television favorite, Betty White.
Thank you. And this is my partner, Charles Ross Jr. from Norfolk, Virginia.
We're all here to play Password.
Love it.
WQKX. 94.1 WQKX.
Jimmy Fallon last night on The Tonight Show. We gotta let this rip because it's hilarious. Fake text messaging congratulating President Biden on his first year.
Kamala Harris wrote, "Congrats on year one, Mr. President. I'll be there soon to help you open this text."
Oh, nice. Sweet. She cares.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And former President Obama wrote, "I'm toasting you from the beach. Hashtag sucks to be you."
Nice again.
Wow.
Next up, Joe Manchin wrote, "As much as I'd like to, I just can't support your anniversary."
That's a good one.
As much as I'd like to.
Yeah, I
just can't do it.
Can't do it.
No. Then Tom Brady wrote, "It was a tough first year, but nobody's perfect. Well, except me."
Yeah, TB12. Yeah.
Next up, Bernie Sanders wrote, "Congrats from the only man in Washington who can call you kid."
Bernie! Feel the burn.
Then Donald Trump wrote, "How about this? If you reinstate me on Twitter, you can have Eric." And finally, Prince Andrew wrote, "On the bright side, I'd kill for your approval rating right now."
Oh, fake texting and tweets. 94.1 WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot comes from stand-up comedian Ben Kronberg, who does, I have to admit, Stephen Wright is great, but this young kid is good at one-liners.
I recently learned how to make solitaire into a drinking game. Not the punchline yet. And you just sit there with a deck of undealt cards and think about how lonely you are. I don't think we should call it camel toe. I think we should call it the only reason I go to yoga. Do you think God created cancer just because he likes to watch us race? Does that make sense? For this next joke, I have step-parents. I don't like to call my stepdad my stepdad. I like to call him my faux pas.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.